The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
To buy 92.
It's enough. This will only take a second.
Harry and Pricey's 1 second song.
The Irish Village, St. Patrick's Weekend, 15th to the 17th of March. We want to send you down there with cash to spend.
Yeah, all you got to do is identify today's 1 second song. Super easy.
It is. 4009. Do you want some guesses, Harry?
No, I don't actually.
Is it Maroon 5, One More Night?
No.
Is it AC/DC?
Oh, come on. I'm so sick of this. We have blocked
is
those people.
Is it Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl?
No. Come on.
Ooh, Bewitched?
No.
Rebel for Kicks. Rebel for Kicks.
Well, that's kind of it, actually.
No, they're the lyrics, Chris, but it's not the title.
No, we need the title. Chris Samira, how you doing for your Sunday power back to work? Sucks.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, man.
You on your way to work, Chris?
Yes, I am, yeah, unfortunately.
What do you do for a job?
I work for an aerospace company out here for the engine side of things.
Oh.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
That's an awesome job.
Yeah. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Did it help, like, with getting girls? No.
Well, she might be listening now, so maybe I don't want to answer that one.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah. I think you kind of did answer it.
Chris, what is this morning's 1 second song?
It's Feel It Still by Portugal the Man.
Yeah, man.
Nailed it. You know your songs. Well done.
Hey, you got some cash to spend at the Irish Village, man. Makes
fantastic.
Yeah, going to work on a Sunday a little easier.
Just a little, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Enjoy that. 15th to the 17th of March. I think it's the home of St. Patrick's Weekend. We used to always go to the Irish Village.
Yeah.
There'll be Irish dancers, pure Irishness, so enjoy that.
Brilliant, thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome.
Just quick before you go, you're in aerospace, right? So like space travel too?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
More just aircraft.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough. I was going to ask, do you reckon we're going to get to Mars this year?
It's a good question. I can't answer.
Can't answer. I do.
Thank you, Expert Pricey.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Chris.
Forever the optimist.
We'll definitely get there, guys. The Harry and Pricey
Podcast. To buy 92. Now we are going to do something extremely fun. Who is my daddy and what does he do?
This has got to be our favourite game right now. Who is your daddy and what does he do? We'll get you on, ask you a couple of questions. We've got to guess what your dad's job is.
Yeah. 11-year-old Ziza is joining the show this morning. How you doing?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Good.
You on your way to school?
No, I'm just about to get out the house.
Oh, okay, lovely.
Okay.
Amazing.
What does your dad wear to work?
Casual clothes.
Casual clothes. Does your dad go to work in the morning every day?
Yes.
And what time does your dad come home in the evening or afternoon?
1.5 hours after me.
Okay.
And you're at school, so what's that? That's like 3:30? 3:40?
Well, I think the kids get home at 3.
3.
So 4:30 gets home.
It's very specific, an hour and a half.
Pretty early.
Yeah.
And he wears casual clothes and he still leaves at the same time in the morning.
So obviously works in Dubai.
Who's taking you to work this morning, Ziza?
School.
Dad.
School. Dad's taking you to school.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Stand by there, Ziza. We'll just we'll have a little quick meeting to determine what your dad does. He's taking her to school and he comes home an hour and a half after. I reckon it's the teacher again.
I reckon he's an art teacher.
Why so specific?
Because he wears casual clothes.
Wouldn't he wear an art smock?
No.
But he'd come home with paint on him.
Yeah. Because, like, if you're wearing casual clothes, then you just kind of, like... Or he could be a drama teacher.
I'm going drama teacher.
Drama teacher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ziza.
Harry and Pricey.
Yeah, Giles.
You know when you asked me what he wears?
Yeah.
Well, he goes in casual clothes, and then at work, he changes into a uniform.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
All right, hold on, just give us a second, Ziza. Oh, well, that just changes everything.
Maybe he changes into the art smock.
No, he goes to work and changes into a uniform. What could that be? Is he an engineer or something?
What do they wear, overalls?
Yeah. Or maybe he's a mechanic.
I'm thinking of a 1960s
engineer.
Is
he a mechanic?
Oh, airline mechanic.
Do you think he's an airline mechanic?
Yeah.
Ziza?
Yeah?
Is your dad an airline mechanic for Emirates?
No. He's a vet.
Oh, he's a vet!
Vet.
Of course, they put on the little white jacket.
On.
Yeah.
Oh, what a cool job. Do you love your dad's job?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be an actress.
Oh, well, you've got the name for it, darling.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, all right. Oh, that's a great job. Your dad gets to, like, save animals all day as well.
Yeah. Do you have a dog and a cat and lots of animals at your house?
I have one cat.
Okay. Thanks for playing along with us this morning.
Thank you.
I thought we were spot on with that one.
Move on.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
We all went along to a beautiful wedding on Friday night.
We did. It was stunning.
Yeah, rain held out, which was good.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a trickle, but I didn't mind it. I liked it.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Also, by the way, just quietly, buffet at a wedding? Yeah.
Take note.
100%.
Upcoming bride and groom.
Stuff bringing out plates where the person next to you gets the chicken and you get the salmon.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. You can just pick whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
Great. There was even a shawarma stand. It was awesome. It was on a golf course. So I don't know about you, but I was kind of just a little bit kind of cautious. I was hoping that I wasn't going to get hit by a golf ball at any point.
Like four.
Yeah, yeah.
Just during the ceremony. One thing, though, and it just broke our heart.
Mm-hmm.
It just broke our heart. And I've been there. You know that I've been there. But the best man just wasn't confident with speaking in front of a group of people.
No.
Which, by the way, if you look up number one fear, death is second. Number one is public speaking.
Yeah.
I kid you not.
I mean, we're in the kind of field of doing this, and I've had to do a speech before, and I was so nervous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's horrible because you're nervous through the whole day. You wake up nervous thinking about that speech you have to make.
And you try and make a joke and it doesn't get a laugh, so you kind of try and do the joke again in a different way.
Yeah.
Still doesn't get a laugh.
Yeah.
Third time, probably just drop the joke.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what happened to the best man on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
He was just struggling, wasn't he?
Mm.
I was just like, oh.
We felt bad for him.
Yeah, we did.
Not the first time we felt bad for someone at a wedding, though, let's be honest.
That's true.
I used to MC weddings as a little bit of side money. And so I've seen some great ones.
Yeah.
Seen some bad ones, too. Mm-hmm. Worst I saw, and you know this one, the bride was obviously very nervous throughout the day and got on the bubbles a little too much.
Yeah.
Fell asleep during the groom's speech.
Really?
At the bridal table.
No.
Yes. And the thing was, all good for her. She's asleep.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what's going on. I'm at the point where I've got to invite them up for the bridal waltz and I don't know what to do. Like, do you just want to come up and do a solo dance?
Why don't you just carry her around on the dance floor? That'd be lovely.
So who'd you feel bad for at a wedding? 4009.
I felt bad for one of my friends.
Oh, yeah?
So one of my best friends got married on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
You know, the most loving day of the year. Anyway, my friend, you know him, his name's Sean.
Oh, Shawnee, yeah.
Shawnee, he was single at the time. And he was the only one of our friends that was single at the time.
Right.
So he was kind of feeling a little bit sorry for himself.
Yeah.
So he got in the bubbles.
Oh, right.
And then all of our parents were at the wedding and everyone was trying to contain Sean.
Yep.
He wasn't having a bar of it.
Okay.
Parents copped it. Bride copped it. Everyone copped it. And it was like, Sean, maybe you should just go home.
Yeah. Stay off the lemonades next time so we don't get the Sean spray.
I know.
At the wedding.
So yeah, be careful of having your wedding on a Valentine's Day.
Would love to hear who you felt bad for at a wedding on 4th.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Oh, wow. Our text machine is blowing up this morning on 4009. Who did you feel bad for at a wedding?
Yeah. We were talking about a wedding we went to on the weekend and we felt a little bit bad for the best man because he, you could tell public speaking wasn't his interest or his forte and he just kind of stumbled a little bit through it.
Guy was a computer nerd and he had to get up in front of like 100 people.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And you know what the most daunting thing was? There was a lot of radio people there too, a lot of presenters, and so there's a lot of like confidence, not us.
Yeah, I was going to say.
As much. Yeah. But you know what I mean?
There's a lot of psychosis as well in that case.
Even the MC, he was from a radio station. So it's like, yeah, it's a little bit daunting to get up on stage and talk about your best friend and in front of strangers and that.
So. Totally. So we're asking you on 4009, because we felt bad for this guy. There's got to be some stories floating around there of who you felt bad for at a wedding.
This is quite funny. On 4009, Dwack said, my wedding, a friend's wife went to sit down, missed the chair, ended up underneath the grand piano. He took one look at her and said, oh, just leave her there. Oh,
probably not the first time it's happened.
What a team player. Paul joins the show. Who have you felt bad for at a wedding?
Well, it was the bride and groom in this instance.
Ooh. What happened?
We were at a wedding maybe about 20-odd years ago, I suppose.
Yeah.
When the food was served, and it was a buffet style where everybody went and collected their food and then sat down. So bride and groom went up, and the wedding party went up, and then I think, being gentlemen, the boys then let the girls go up, or maybe we were just attracted to the bar more so.
No, that's probably more likely.
Yeah. By the time we actually went up there as the boys to go and get some food, there was nothing. There was not a scrape of food left.
Oh, no.
So we kind of acknowledged the groom over and said, look, you know, what do we do? And he kind of shrugged his shoulders. So we went back to said bar and ordered Domino's pizza.
Nice.
But the best thing about the whole story is the Domino's pizza guy pulled up to this mansion house with his long sprawling driveway where he came up on his scooter, you know, with the box on the back.
Yeah.
And he couldn't find the door because it was such a big place. So we got the pizzas delivered in through the window. So it was a bit like a reverse drive-through scenario.
Oh, my God.
That's
great.
So the bride and groom in this instance.
Love it.
Oh, that is an awesome story. Yeah. Sometimes it does get to a point in a wedding when you're like, all you do want is pizza or fish and chips. 100%. You don't want the fancy food.
Yeah, especially after they've gone to the bar.
You could see the look of envy on the other guest's eyes.
Nice.
Lisa's at Silicon Oasis. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Excellent. Tell us, who did you feel bad for at a wedding?
Well, once I went to a wedding that seemed to be a very quick decision for the couple. They were getting married only about 5 months after they met. Mm. And the bride started crying halfway through the dinner and kept crying until they had to tell everyone to go home.
Oh, she was just crying. No. Maybe she was overcome with emotion.
Oh.
Regret. Oh, no.
I think the latter in this case.
Are they still together?
No.
Yeah.
They split up only a few months after.
Really?
So yeah.
That's a sign.
It was really awkward.
Hey, what sounds like it's awkward? Retelling the story.
You know what? I feel bad for the guests. Because
everyone would just stayed quiet and no one knew what to say.
Well, hold on. Did they get a feed out of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the dinner had started and then she started crying. So we were like, come on, eat quick.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.